me take it. Can I take another second just to work it out another way? I've been thinking about worship intensely for the last couple of months.
Another half hour, I'm going to take them.
Yes, sir. Okay. I think the best examples of worship in the New Testament are wrapped up with nard. Nard. The alabaster box of nard. I don't see any big bands there. I don't see any worship services. I don't see any programmatic anything. I see rather a responsive, spontaneous outpouring coming out of the human heart in response to what Christ means and who he means to someone. And we see it best, I think, in the nard episodes. And there's four kind of similar ones. The one in John at Mary and Martha and Lazarus' house. Mary breaks the nard on Jesus' feet and wipes them with her hair, and the fragrance fills the whole place. In two of the other Gospels, it has it broken on his head at Simon the leper's house. Now, I don't know whether it's a separate house or not, or whether the Gospel writer just had a different recollection or perception of whose house it was. Maybe was Simon the leper, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha's father? I don't know. But it's so close, and the description of what went on there, they were indignant. The people that were there were all indignant about it. Judas especially was upset. You know, could have been given to the poor. Jesus, I don't think Mary, or whoever it was at Simon the leper's house, knew what was going on. She didn't care. She had one thing in mind. She had this thing that was hers, cost a lot. And I can kind of picture, I don't know how you are, but there's somebody special in your life, and you're thinking about doing something nice for them. So you think about it, more or less random maybe, far away from anything. So I can imagine Mary, oh, Jesus is coming. Jesus, my goodness. I wonder what I could do. What could I do that would really be special? I can just picture her thinking about something that she could do, something that she could give him, and then all of a sudden she hits on this nard box. Ah, that box of nard. Oh, no, it's too expensive. I couldn't do that. It's going to be a dinner party, and oh, what a smell that would be. That would just ruin the supper. Oh, God. No, I'm going to do it. I can just imagine. I'm going to take that nard. And then you can see, she makes a decision. At some point, she got to at least get the nard from wherever it was when she thought about it. And Jesus shows up, and she's got the nard, and she's heading for Jesus, you know. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. She's about to ruin the meal. and she dumps it on him. If it's the same event, and you put all three Gospels together, apparently she dumped it on his feet, wiped it with her hair, dumping on his head. He said it was on my body for preparation for burial. The whole house is full of the fragrance of it. And she didn't know what she was doing. She just wanted to do something for Jesus and didn't care what anybody thought. But he knew what was going on, even if she didn't. No, she's done this for me in preparation for my burial. What burial? You know, what does she know about that? And he goes out of there. This was maximum 6 days before the Passover and the crucifixion. If it's on his body in preparation for burial, then it's certainly on his body through the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And aromatic oils, when you start sweating, start to come out of your skin. So he's in the garden sweating blood. But what else is there? The smell of Mary's worship is there. He smells like Mary's worship. He's in front of the Sanhedrin and Pilate. So he smells like Mary's worship. He's getting the skin tore off his back. He smells like Mary's worship. And then finally he gives up and gives it up. And his last thing, he smells like Mary's worship. And Hebrews says, and for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. He got a good memento of the joy because she also typifies what he died for.
Right.
Yeah. And some years ago, it was like I was having a tough time enduring. And it occurred to me, well, Jesus endured by the joy that was set before him. So I got thinking about, well, let's see. If Jesus couldn't endure without joy set before him, who do I think I am that I'm going to endure without joy set before? I need to know what the joy is. I started thinking about the joy heart. And I felt like I went to the Lord and said, Lord, what was the joy that was set before him? And God said, well, you tell me. Oh, I came up with so many religious answers, it wasn't even funny. And it was God said, why don't you just knock it off and tell me, what's been the greatest joy of your life? I started thinking about it. I didn't really want to admit it. I said, actually, it was contemplation of intimacy with the one I love.